Now, I have to warn you, some of this footage that you're about to see is clearly inappropriate for young viewers. Please ask your children to leave the room. And I'm serious. You really don't want your kids watching this.
Here we go. Another day, another fight. Here we go. It's the living sacrifice. Here we go. I get your bullshit word. Here we go. I get your bomb pretend. Here we go. Another day, another hour. Here we go. Take the box of power. Here we go. I'd rather die on my feet. Here we go. Than keep living on my knees.
Hey, folks, welcome to The Rogue Show. It's Friday night. Big shout-out to all our kick-ass sponsors. You know who they are if you listen every week. Here's how it's going to go down. We're going to start this off real quick. I got all kinds of people dropping into the show tonight. Right now we got Carl the Madman. Looks like we got the one and only Jason Ellis out of the big FLA and Clinch Custom Mouthguard CEO and resident badass Jeff. Guys, I want to start off by saying right now the worlds are live. We are sharing it everywhere. Go to any page of any of ours, you'll find it. And then follow that up with the Judo Grand Prix. So there's a lot of action to still go tonight. You guys can go to MMAMadhouse.com, MMAtopics.net, Global Combat Network, RearNakedSmoke.net, Rogue Show page, everywhere. We'll have links for all this stuff up. So check it out. Right now we're kind of talking a little bit about this. That's what was taking us so long to get live. And, yeah, guys, dude, it's throwing down.
Well, it's not throwing down.
Well, it's grappling down.
I guess it's throwing.
Team High Crotch.
What's up, buddy? How you been, man?
Go Cuba.
How are things going with you guys?
Good. Real good. Everybody... Jason, did you have anybody fighting tonight?
Nah, everybody's fighting tomorrow night. Efren Escudero is fighting Luis Santos, UFC fighting at 51, and then Keon Caldwell is fighting Ozzy Dugaroff, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, at co-main event WSOF 13.
Hey, speaking of World Series, anybody find the... out why the fight went from a 135 title to a non-147?
My guess would be because Cody already said he was moving back up to 45. You know, they had to make it a catchweight because on 9 days' notice, he probably couldn't make 30. He probably had to put in a little extra work and starve himself just to make 140. But, you know, he said before that he wanted, you know, I've seen public posts and stuff like that, that he wanted a shot at Marlon. He was actually supposed to fight Marlon when Josh stepped in. Josh stepped in for him when he was injured. So for him, it's just kind of, I'd say, more of a kind of a going away while he moves up, just so he can test himself against one of the top 10 bantamweights in the world. Who can say no to that, you know?
Well, that's, you know, it's going to be interesting. If, you know, I mean, if he's going back up to 145, why even take this fight other than a paycheck, I guess?
I definitely say his person probably had a part in it. And, you know, he's publicly stated that he wanted to fight Marlon in the past. You know, an opportunity came up and he jumped, man. So, you know, I wish him the best, man. Go ahead. I had an opportunity to meet Bollinger July 4th weekend when he was in Florida, and we actually finally talked in person. Nice kid, man. I wish him not the best. He's got a tough fight in front of him, and you know, I'm looking forward to watching the fireworks between him and Marlon. I think though, a lot of people didn't give. What's that?
Nah, I missed the fight. I was asking, did Cody Bollinger win?
No, the fight's tomorrow night.
Oh, beatdown.
Okay. What's up?
Is that you? What's, dude?
Yeah,
dude, for some reason, I looked at that number and I just assumed it was Labaki, man. Hey, thank you for giving H.R. Baker a punch.
No problem. Anybody
else? Right. I'm going to dick punch you, bro.
Hey, okay, look, dude.
Get over it.
Okay, listen. First off, let's lay it out there. This was a beautiful press release from M1, and we decided, motherfucker, big capital I, said, that is a great fucking photo shot that could go viral and give my boy some exposure, okay? Because it's not like it's anything but cool to have a dude in mid-flight doing a head kick, getting a donkey dick punch, okay? But Carl, who's on the show with us tonight, who is the reigning Canadian world heavyweight champ, undefeated at 14-0 right now, he will be more than happy to back me up on this. He said the picture's not cool because of that reason. The picture's cool because of the 10,000-plus fucking fans in the background going crazy.
That's what I like about that picture.
I get that. I do. I just, I guess when you, when you're on the back end of things and things that don't come out in the public, you think about, you know, what that picture represents and the reminder, you know?
Okay, dude, I totally, brother, get you on that. I understand that. Look, we're friends. The fighter in that picture is somebody that I like and that we've had on other shows 100 times. You know, we've had Lee on Madhouse Network on probably 6 different shows over its lifespan. Okay, so we love Lee, okay? We're big fans of Lee. You know, I'll be the first one to say I'd wrestle that kid any day, man. Teach him a thing or two. You know, do Texas-style wrestling.
You know, but here's the thing that I got. All I can say is this, bro. I mean, it is what it is. And, you know, that kid said, that's throwing the dick punch. And that, I hope he does well when his upcoming fight. So that way it'll make it that much sweeter when we avenge it, you know?
Okay. Are you going to be fighting in November at the battle at Natala?
I don't know who's fighting when or what's fighting what.
Well, Julian's fighting where?
Julian who?
No, Julio. Who the hell's fighting at M1 for you? I know somebody is.
I don't know. I guess you might have to wait till the announcements come out, bro.
Oh, I thought it was already announced. Shit, sorry. Hey, Beatdown, how were your fights, buddy? You were down there at WFC 27 throwing down some good fights, huh?
Man, some great fights, man. Great fights.
Kyle Bradley
gave a body shot, a kick to the body, dropped that guy, man. Tron Lee knocked the guy out in 27 seconds. I got some good footage, man, some great footage, man. It's a good fight. That guy put on a great show.
Well, Baker was saying that some future superstars were throwing down there. Do you think you saw some good up-and-coming talent?
Yeah, man, there is some good up-and-coming talent. I mean, I'm pretty sure you know who Kyle Bradley is from the UFC. And he put on a really good show. There's the Stanley guys, really good. I don't even know how to say these guys' names, man.
Oh, okay. You just stopped.
Oh, no. I'm driving.
Oh, okay. Well, for anybody out there who missed tonight's RFA, I'll tell you what. There was some good fights on that card, but the finish in the title fight, I'm going to butcher his name, and I know it right now, but Panjona or Panjoa, however you say it. That kid, Pantoa, he fought a fight that was not technical, was more bruising brawler, but he was, I felt he was down going into the middle of the second round, and he just came on that kid and just bully beat on him, got him down to the ground, and choked that kid out cold and took the title. It was a great fight, but Matt Manzanares, that kid was technically just really good to watch. I enjoyed it. And I'm going to say right now, folks, y'all heard it here first. I shed a tear tonight in the co-main. I watched our boy Useless He got choked out by a guillotine, man, in the first round in a minute 30 by a guy who's been out of the cage for 4 years. It hurt to see that. It really did. In your opinion, what does a guy like that do at this point in his career? Somebody who came up, you know, as talked about as one of the best fighters in his weight class before the UFC had it, you know, when he was just killing it at Tachi, you know, I guess what, like 2009, 2010-ish, even all the way into 2012, he goes into the UFC, and I mean, he goes into the UFC something like, I don't know, 10-1 or something, 10-2, or 8-2. You know, he had a really good record when he got to the UFC, but since he got to the UFC, he's lost 3 in a row. What does a guy like that do to turn it around? Does he have to switch gyms? Is it a mental thing?
I think he has to go back to the drawing board and evaluate everything.
Damn.
Well, that's, you know, I mean, he's, let's be honest, he's still, you know, relatively young. He was born in 83. What's that make him, 32?
No, 31.
So he's still got a couple years left. He can try to make a serious run. He's a talented kid. I mean, anybody who watched him in his fights coming up, man, I mean, he fought great fights against good opponents with, you know, good records. I mean,
Skip, how long is this wrestling on?
Oh, like 3 hours. Like 3 hours.
Just tonight? Tonight only?
Is that the Worlds that's going on?
Yep.
Hey, tonight or tomorrow, too?
Where is that at, man? Where is the Worlds being held at?
This year, these ones are in, like, this round is in, like, Kazakhstan or Takarnia or...
Then you've probably been watching my boy Keller Williams wrestle then. He's over there somewhere doing something. He's part of the Team USA. Did you watch him at all?
Dude, I've watched this last week. These are from Tashkent. And, hey, you guys talk for a second.
What's up with Josh Redinghouse? Jason, when are we going to see him back in there?
What's that?
When are we going to see Josh Redinghouse back fighting?
I think we'll have some news for Josh soon.
Cool.
We're working on some things right now. I think there'll be some announcements here soon about Josh.
Good. You doing all right? Doing good?
Yeah, he's doing good, man. He's working that job that with his degree as an accountant. And, you know, him and I actually were talking today about future plans. And, you know, I think we'll have some news possibly in the next couple of weeks about Josh.
Awesome. Good point.
Yeah, I'm talking to the person who goes in there. He said in about 3 weeks they'll be able to go back to training.
Here's some other news, man. How excited are you guys to see Dave Duchesne returning to the main stage and fighting on CBS Sports October 31st?
Who's he fighting?
Awesome.
That'll be determined soon enough. But he is fighting on that card.
Nice. 70 or 55?
At 55. He will never fight at 170.
Oh, gosh. Don't say that. Never with Dave. Come on.
I will never let him fight at 170 pounds.
You just insured it. You're going to get nothing but 170 offers now.
No, he'll be fighting at 155 where he belongs.
Yeah, good. He's a scary man.
I will not let Dave talk me into it and anything like that again, or tell me that just because he's down to bang with anybody. That, oh, I'm heavier than I am, and nope.
Just because he's down, don't mean it's a good idea.
Nope.
Fishing business.
He has only in the proof of point. It ain't like I don't know people now in Spokane. You know, back then I didn't really know too many. I'll call somebody. He has to get on the scale right in front of him.
Sure.
I'll call his ass out, expose him if he tries to play me. Just anyway, you know what I mean?
He works too hard to be very heavy. You know that.
I know.
And he works out real hard, so it's hard. I think it's probably hard for him to get big. I would think that he stays pretty close to.
I even suggested to him if he ever thought about dropping to 45. He said, "Are you trying to starve me?"
I bet he could make it though.
I think he could make it with the nutritionist.
I can't imagine how scary that would be. Oh my gosh! But I don't. Maybe, he might lose too much getting to 45 too. That might be a point where he just loses enough that it's not worth it. I don't know. 55 is a pretty good weight for him.
Yeah.
But hopefully we'll get some good fight right off the bat and get some people's attention. I was in his phone for the boxing match.
I guess we lost beat down. His phone dropped. I was going to ask him if he heard about the main event at Bellator, Newton Beltran.
I'll tell you what man. If Newton didn't fucking catch Beltran with that spinning back fist, if Beltran could have kept that peso, I think we might have had a new champion.
Well, I tell you this much, for real. If Bellator tomorrow ain't pumping that guy, hashtag, you know, the spinning Newton or something, I don't know. Fucking, that dude, hey, no disrespect to King Mo, but screw him. I'd be hyping this dude, you know, and be like, the dude, this, who was the last guy that was famous, the other champ in Bellator. Oh my God, why am I drawing a blank? It's from No, Snarovski or whatever. Oh shit. He just fought Tito.
The one that just beat up Brokenshire? That the one that just beat up Brokenshire? Is that what you're thinking of?
Maybe it is him. But remember, he had all those spinning back fist knockouts when he first got to Bellator.
Sarnowski.
Yeah, that's right. That is who Drew just fought, huh?
Yeah.
In a lackluster performance.
In a performance that showed that he's not very big. That he's definitely a 45er. Because holy shit, that was a drastic difference. Super size.
That fight wasn't that 45 that Drew fought over in Russia?
Nope.
55. Mm. And he's like, he's not that a 55,
like,
that's for sure. He's not a big 45er.
Dude, it looked like a 155 guy fighting a 185 guy.
At least a big 70. Huge difference.
Yeah. Noticeable. Yeah, hugely
he
noticeable.
He just slapped him down. Just dismissed everything that he threw at him pretty much. Did what he wanted.
Well,
the fight.
He had an opportunity and he took it, man. You know, I'm sure he'll come back stronger, you know.
Oh, no. Nothing wrong with it, because you know what? He's going to learn from this and he's going to probably realize that he should be dropping down to a lower weight class and stay there so he can be long-term successful and, you know, do it smart and he'll get better, you know.
Get to go to Russia and fight in front of their president. That's pretty fucking cool thing to have on your little list of things you did.
Hell, it is. Dude, once again, big shout out to Russia and their invasion of Canada coming up.
Oh, does Korea know?
Dude, Carl was telling me
Korea
all about it.
Canada. Okay.
Huh, Carl? I think Russia's going to be invaded by Canada, huh?
Other way around.
The Koreans
Canada's invading Russia.
No, that's what you said the first time.
Oh.
Well, that's just like, man, today I'm not going to name who the featherweight is, but I was talking to a featherweight today that's in the UFC, and, man, because they recently, they're recovering from an injury. And,
that gives it all away.
It doesn't really give it all away. But the point, what I'm saying is, you know, they went on a cruise with the family and get away, and him and I were talking. He told me what he started when he came back. I was like, wow. He is actually 185 pounds. I mean, he's back down, working his way back down, but still.
Well, didn't you just
blown away?
Hey, I know everybody has been talking. I know Limo is, you know, bulked up. What's like Limo, Jeff? What's Limo walk the street at, you think?
60.
Normally.
Low 60s at the most. Sometimes I get
maybe
like,
normally.
Maybe like in, around Christmas time, he might be closer to 75, but he doesn't get very big. He's kind of yoked, though.
He's pretty yoked right now, bro. He's been doing a lot of lifting because him and I talked about it.
Yeah, he's a meathead. He always goes back down the same slide. He doesn't get himself too far off. He's a hard worker. He can get way off quick. Lifetime of wrestling, and his body knows what's up.
I'm just hoping he doesn't kill me, man, in, like, November, because I was talking about coming up there when it's cold and me being bundled up like an Eskimo. He's like, oh, let's go snowboard and snow this and that. I was like, yeah, I'm down. I just hope I don't die trying to go snowboard down a mountain.
Oh, dude. You'll be fine. They have people
that'll
there that, broken bones heal, bro.
It is what it is. As long as I don't hit a tree, I'm good. I can live with it.
Get a sled. Get a trike, like Derek has. One of those.
You kidding me, bro? I want to leave one. If you come out the snowmobile, throw a rope out like I'm water skiing, but on the snowboard and pull my ass. Let's do this.
Oh, you're going to be dead then. You'll die.
Hey, well, it is what it is.
Have you snowboarded before? Have you snowboarded before?
Never. Never. It would be my first.
And you're like, what, 11 feet tall and 400 pounds? So when you crash snowboarding,
but don't forget,
I'm
Cuban also, bro. I've survived coming across the water on my raft from Cuba. I'm good.
Okay, so imagine your feet are bolted to the ground. And somebody twice as big as you runs up and just blasts you from the back. You don't even see it coming and smashes you down on your face. That's what it feels like every time you fall down.
Well, it can't be that bad. I've paddled out in 10, 15 foot surf before and surfed in my day. That's so it can't be that bad.
Ain't no fucking icy
I've been
mountain.
Thrilled.
There ain't no icy mountain, man.
Dude, I'll tell you what.
Slammed on concrete over
I hate wiping out on snow. Now, I'm not going to lie, folks. The last time I was on a snowboard was right around 94, 95. But I remember, man, like you would hit and like that packed snow is like concrete.
It's the fact that your feet are stuck together that really makes it suck because it's like it just like you just get like clubhead speed with your body. You just wham. Oh, fuck, it sucks.
Yeah.
Skiing's not as bad. Your feet can separate. You can fall better, but not on a snowboard. You just fall, like, it's horrible. Run fast or get a sled.
Actually, you know what? Don't even do any of that. Go up there and get a trike.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be
like
cool.
A snowmobile trike or something?
No, a trike ski.
Like Derek Broom has.
Yeah, like Derek sells.
You know, the boot or skis on them, they're awesome.
Or I'll just do it old school like I used to do in Astoria, man, when I was a kid in the wintertime. We used to walk up the hills, I'd jump on the metal trash can lid, let the roll and slide and try to make those corners. But sometimes I made it, sometimes I didn't. I ate a lot of shit. You know? So,
with that idea, you might want to go back to the snowboarding idea. I think snowboarding might be better than riding a garbage can lid down the mountain.
I'm just thinking about the hills and the story when I was a kid that we did, man. It was pretty interesting. You had to make the corners, man, to keep going. If you didn't, you were going to get fucked up, plain and simple.
If you actually come all the way to Washington, I'm going to come and see you. Even if you're far away in Spokane, I'll come and see you if you come all the way here.
Yeah, I was talking with Limo about it, probably looking at November time.
Cool.
Go up there for a week or something.
Hey, you know what you should do? You should just hop on a red-eye flight down to my neck in the neighborhood, come kick it for a day, and then fly out from there.
That's possible, but I was actually, my excursion to Oregon, I was thinking the spring, bro, because if I give you enough notice, we can go on an adventure.
She needs like 10 minutes.
Get out of the bar. You got a phone and a computer, bro. You can still broadcast anywhere with Madhouse, man.
So, that's true. Dude, you know what we should do is we should all get together at Cage Quest 5 with special guest MMA fighter Rampage Jackson. Yeah.
You said the dick face.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you want to hump his leg like he did to that female reporter during an interview.
He's gonna.
You know what? I'll be honest. He's one of the few guys that I probably would like to have met. You know, I've always said I think he'd be a cool guy to meet. I'll be honest. If he gets mouthy with me, though, I'm not afraid to lay the smack down.
I think he might be having breakfast with him.
Dude, I tell you what, I'm not gonna lie, dude. I'm gonna be sitting next to him for a whole event. I'm happy with that. Okay, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna be like, "What's up, killer?" I'm gonna be like, "Hey, let's Instagram something."
Selfie.
Well, that song's gonna be playing when I walk in. It's gonna be like selfie, click, click. Isn't that a song? We watched that video, me and Carly the other day. Somebody showed it to me, and it's like this crazy, like hip hop, like house music rave song, and it's called Selfie. And it's these girls in a bathroom at some like junked out party, like taking selfies. It's crazy little song, but yeah, dude, I'm excited first of all, for the fights. The fights that they have are always just second to none. Some of the best cards I've ever been to. The atmosphere at a Cage Quest event is crazy. And I'm not going to lie, Jeff, I will probably suck it up and come over for breakfast again.
Yeah, cool.
But
I'm going to be there.
I've got a different plan this time. Go ahead.
Skip, when you were a kid, I bet you were just like Patrick Dempsey in Can't Buy Me Love, bro. You were the dreamy kid that looked at the stars.
Nope.
Try to get the hot girl and then bought her something to get her attention. And
not
rode to Walmart around town.
You're way off, son. Let me tell you. I'll lay it out very clean and eloquently. I was not a well-behaved young man. And when it came to women, I didn't buy them crap.
Or only crap.
Holy crap. That's messed up. But Cage Quest 5, tickets are on sale. Get them now. Get them from your fighter. Get them from Eddie. The first person to call Eddie is 3 a.m. Oh, no, he's at work at 3 a.m. That wouldn't work.
Nope, he's swing shift. He's not at work. In 15 minutes. He's off in 15 minutes.
Oh, well, we should wait until we know exactly when he's asleep, and then we should get somebody to call up and buy some tickets, do it live on air with us, and, like, just totally drag it out for, like, 30 minutes. Be like, well, I have a very, very odd thing about sitting with my back to people. Can you roughly tell me how many people might be sitting behind me, where my seat would be located?
Then there's that whole part of, his wife getting woke up, too.
That's what would make it funnier.
She'll just shoot your ass. You go to visit then and you'll get shot. And she won't even get in trouble because she's the police.
Dude, no, that's where you get it wrong. She's going to be like, Skip, come over and have breakfast. All of a sudden the K-9 unit shows up. They found 5 pounds of cocaine in your car. What?
You'd be like, this is Washington. They said it was okay.
My exact things would be like, okay, let's do it. Take me to jail. I'm going to sue everybody. I'm going to own Cage Quest.
You
I think a lot.
Retail marijuana shops around here and make fun of people.
Hey,
so,
do you know what?
I'm just curious. Hey, Skip, whatever happened to your Louisiana girlfriend? I ain't heard her on the show in a long time.
She was banned.
Yeah.
There's only so much boudin ball jokes I want to hear.
I've heard enough.
Yeah, you know.
All the time either.
Yeah. Look, actually, the last couple, ever since her and that guy, after we got her and crazy guy who was always wanting to talk about butt sex or molestation with me, it was just, Getting rid of those two
people. Wow, somebody was trying to take your manhood, bro?
He said he started to get rid of those.
He was.
He kept coming back.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm trying to get him.
But since we got rid of them, things have been a lot smoother and a lot better. And speaking of that, folks, there is so much MMA this weekend. It's not even funny. There's events in, like, every country you can name. You guys, I know this weekend the big card everybody's looking forward to tomorrow night is, excuse me, the Arlovski-Bigfoot fight. No, I don't think so, huh? Nobody's looking forward to that fight.
No, everybody's looking forward to the Bollinger and Marias, bro.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, you put up the World Series fighting card against the UFC card for tomorrow, and World Series of Fighting wins this one. Other than, Bigfoot's going to just destroy Arlovski. I think this is like Dana White's sick little joke. The Gleason Taibao fight versus that Holman character at 155. I'm not super impressed by that fight. The Efrain Escudero fight, I know a lot of people out there will probably be happy to see it, but it doesn't seem to me that, like, it's not a huge draw for me compared to some of the other fights that we're going to see on, you know, World Series of Fighting, whatever, 32, 12, 18, 13, right? Yeah, it's 13. I had to think about that for a second. But other than that, think, you know, how many really good-looking fights are on this card tomorrow? And I mean, it's not to be disrespectful to anybody, but if you're going to take my attention, I'm going to tell you right now, tomorrow night I'm watching the Muay Thai, the World Series kickboxing event over there in New Jersey. To me, it's a much better card. It has much more excitement. I mean, the World Series of Fighting card, now, we got that kid, that Aussie Dugabalavala, or however you say it, he's taking on your boy. I like that fight. I think that's a good, exciting fight. The Chapman Valvi fighter, I think that's what it is. That fight looks pretty interesting at the 135 weight class. I'm really excited to see.
There was a couple people that missed weight, man. I watched the weigh-ins today, and like the female fight, one chick was over like a pound and a half. That 35 fight, one of them came in like 38 point something, and probably lost, you know, didn't look like he was going to cut anymore, so he probably gave up some of his purse, man, but still, you know.
Well, I'm going to tell you, there's a kid out there you guys need to be paying attention to tomorrow night. This is going to be his debut. Me and Carl have watched this kid grow as a professional fighter. He ended up finally losing to Chris Wade in a hell of a war, split decision. Frankie Perez, he is going to blow you guys away, man. I'm telling you right now, this kid is impressive. Other than that, Frankie, I think, was 18-0 going into that fight between amateur and pro. Kid's well-rounded, super talented, and he's taking on a kid who's also well-rounded, and Marcelino. Just pay attention. This kid's going to make some waves. You're going to see him over the time. But, I mean, if you go over their card, I think they have a better card, in my opinion. And I like the fact that they've got a bunch of lightweight fights on this card. It's going to be action-packed, lots of hard-hitting, lots of fast-moving. Do they even have more than one fight over 170? Do they even have any fights over 170?
No, nah, everything is 170 and under, pretty much.
Okay, that's what I thought.
What did you guys think about Invicta last weekend?
I thought overall, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was a 7-8 for an event. I thought it wasn't their best event, but by far it wasn't their worst event. You know, not that they've ever really had a bad event, but, you know, you got to have some kind of curve. It was kind of just down the middle. There were a couple exciting fights. Once again, there were issues with the stream. So, but all around, I thought it was a decent card.
What about those two chicks from Mexico on the same team? Holy shit. Explosives.
Hey,
those two girls from the Globo team or whatever it was?
We've had a great opportunity on the Sunday show with Ray down there to really delve into the Hispanic community in the MMA world. And we had the guy behind Combate. What was it? Oh, man, I'm drawing a blank. Combate Americas, where they brought in all the Hispanic fighters, pros from
They were doing that reality show down here in Florida earlier this year.
Yeah. Okay, well, Mel, the guy who's behind all that, when we had him on the show, he threw out numbers and he talked a lot about the growth and the acceptance with the older culture, and we talked a lot about boxing and the influence and, you know, everything. Even sponsorships are way easier for fighters who have a large base of fans in Mexico to get from bigger corporations there. And we talked a lot about that. People don't realize that Mexico as a whole is growing very quickly in the MMA world. I mean, they really, really are. And most people don't look at it as a place that's producing top-notch fighters, but they are, and they're getting more and more and more coming.
I was impressed with both those girls that fought from Mexico. They fought back-to-back. One of them fought at, one fought at 35, and then the other person fought at 5, maybe, or maybe it's 15. But I was impressed with both of them. They had good showings.
Hey, I Beatdown, I know you're back with us, so jump in if you want to. I think he's just driving still. Hey, for anybody who didn't catch Wednesday night's show, we had his son on, up-and-coming little boxing phenom, Kobe, really good young man, great interviews, fun talking with him. We were fucking around, and we're like, hey, go in there and give your dad a liver shot. Sure enough, he walked there and throws a fucking liver shot. Bam! Live on air. It was so great.
Yeah. It lets you know the end of it.
Well, hey, thousands of people laughed with you.
What happened to him when he did that? What kind of trouble did he get in with Dad for blasting him?
Nothing.
He was too scared. He's like, it already hurt me. I don't want to get finished. He's going to throw a three-piece and a biscuit, and I'm done.
Man, I'm going to go in there and wake him up and whip his ass on the air in a little while, then.
Dude, oh, you should just go in there and, like, just run in there and go, fire, fire, and just start shaking him.
Yeah, you're right.
Dude, oh, yeah, and have mom come in there and, like, bang in a pan with a wooden spoon in it and just start screaming, fire, fire, and shake him. And just, and then just, like, do it for, like, 10 seconds and then just stop and walk out like nothing happened.
Hey, that wouldn't work.
That would work. That'll fuck with them forever. They'd be scared to go to sleep.
Your little radio buddies are here now. Get up. Then you just knock the shit out of them with this on the air.
Dude.
That's justice. That seems fair enough since you got blasted on the air. He should get blasted on the air, right? You know, he's 13, right? It's not bad, is it, if he's 13 and you're his dad?
It's called child abuse, son.
Oh, okay. I don't have boys, so I don't know.
Hey, did you not just see Adrian Peterson's going to prison for that same crap?
For what?
Did you not see those pictures? He beat his child. He beat those skin bloody.
No.
And he's talking about, he's like, I grew up in East Texas. That's how you get punished. You just grab a switch and you whip them. But he beat the kid, I guess, on the testicles. And the kid went to his mom, and I guess he texted his mom and was like, I feel bad about it, but, you know, he's got to understand there's punishment. I come from old school corporal punishment lifestyle. But then you see the pictures of this little kid, man, and his skin split open.
Oh.
I'd go home and kill him.
Dude, I'm telling you right now.
That was my...
This kid, did I was just blown away to hear this.
All right, everybody, let's listen. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm not beating my son.
What? I'm so disappointed. So disappointed. I thought I was like living on the edge right here. I was like talking to a criminal, but no. Skippy's in the criminal here.
You know what? No, he was influenced by the wrong people to come in there and do that. And there's a minute and a half delay on the when I was listening to it, so I really didn't hear it coming.
That's awesome.
You know, when he knocked on my door, he said,
"Dad,
you're
laying there trying to recover. You get to hear it happen. That's pretty cool."
Well, I recovered pretty quick. I got on the phone right then and there. Well, no, y'all got that. Never mind, y'all got it recorded. I'm lying. I had to get a breath, but I'm good. I'm good. Man, and you know what, though? I could have got a good shot. I could have gave somebody a good body shot tonight. I know he's probably listening right now, huh? HR?
Yeah.
Huh?
HR, he's listening. I know he is.
Yeah. Yeah, I could have got him really good tonight on a number of times, but I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
You were the bigger man.
Hey, though, he said he's like he hit me up. He said, "Man, I met Beat Down, pretty cool cat." So, did you guys all sit in the same area or what?
Yeah, we sat down together for a little while, man, and then when the main card came up, I went sit on the ringside, you know. So
yeah.
Pretty good fights, man. I was impressed. It was a pretty good show, too. I mean, I'd say, dude, he had like 1,600 people there.
Good turnout.
Right. It was really, really impressive, man.
And this this card...
And this... Say again?
Go ahead.
No, this casino don't take it easy on the whiskey either, man. They love their mixed drinks, for sure.
Hey, that's the best part about it.
Right.
Now, HR was shooting me the results, and, man, he was telling me some of the fights were just great fights. So I hope we see them back. I believe they're coming back in November.
Yeah, he said, he did say that. November 11th, maybe? I'll get the date, though. I mean, I'm pretty sure. But he has a lot of shows going on, man, a lot of boxings. And, I mean, they're popping up everywhere. So.
Yeah, actually, because we had Matt on, what, 2 weekends ago for like an hour and a half straight. I mean, just talking everything, not only his promotion, but his opinion on different things. And that guy stepped up big time, showed me much respect about an event he had held. There were situations... And, a couple of us asked him about it. He addressed them. He took full responsibility for it. And I thought that was very respectful, and I thought, you don't see that enough. He's like, hey, even though I wasn't the one on the microphone, I'll take the blame.
Right.
You know, I thought that was...
And he was everywhere, man. He was on top of things. I gave him that. He was on top of everything tonight, man. He did a really good job, dude.
The WFC then, right?
Yeah, you were on that night, weren't you?
Yep, I'm the one that asked that question.
Yep, you're right.
But who the hell was talking?
So
is that
you
one
saw him?
Just that one statement still just sticks in my head. That's such a weird thing to say. What exactly are they looking for when they check their when the referee checks their hair and their neck and stuff before they come into the cage? Well, ain't no fucking necklace, genius. You kidding me? I mean, come on.
But you said you saw Matt hustling all over the event, huh?
Yeah, he was hustling, man. He was everywhere. I've seen some strange things in there over there, too, but I'm not going to say it on the air. Strange.
It's very stupid to say.
Want me to say it? I'll say
it. Yeah. Don't be Skippy. Don't be I got the best thing. Oh, you wouldn't believe what happened, but I can't tell you. That's the worst.
Say again?
Don't be like Skippy. He'll say, oh, you won't believe what happened. I can't tell you.
It had nothing to do with MMA. It was just the weirdest thing I've ever seen, man. It was it was just weird. It was just a dude dressed like a chick, and it was really, really strange, man.
Oh, we talk about that all the time.
I know, dude. It just blew my mind. It was like, what the fuck was that? I'm sorry for cussing y'all, but dude, I was like,
at
what
the fight?
Fuck was that?
They came to the fights that way?
Yeah, came to the fights like that, and then he was dancing. I wanted to ask, man, how the hell this bitch got ringside seats?
Was it Fallon Fox?
Wait, what?
Could it have been Fallon Fox?
No.
Fox is fighting that.
Tamika Brent.
Tamika Brent, come on, man.
Is she going to get beat up? Tamika's going to whoop her.
I think so, too. I think he's going to smash her.
I think Tamika's going to kill
whatever.
Her.
I tell you what, though. I did see something funny. Somebody told me they saw it about a year ago, but I watched a video. Some guy yelling about a cheeseburger at a fast food joint with a tap-out shirt and commando and green shorts. Starts talking shit to a guy that's eating his food. He's like, the cheeseburger is delicious. He comes over and been threatened. The dude puts him on his back and pretty much controls him the whole time. And the dudes can't fall off. It's pretty fucking funny.
I don't know.
A classic example, I wear a tap-out shirt and I train UFC, but then you get put in bad positions and don't know what the fuck you're doing. But on another note, I also saw tonight that Facebook removed Lauren Murphy's profile picture that she changed. I don't know if you guys saw it before it was removed, but it was a picture of her after her fight in her wraps going to the bathroom on the toilet.
Oh.
That's awesome.
That's great.
She's awesome. Oh, that picture's still there.
What's that?
The picture's still there.
No, I just saw it like 5 minutes ago. It said that Facebook removed it.
Lauren Murphy?
Right now.
Right?
Yep, I'm looking at it.
Yeah, she took a screenshot of the message she got from them telling them it's being removed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
funny.
He's
hilarious.
That's fucking great.
I guess,
awesome.
I guess, you know, I don't know.
My profile picture is the Facebook silhouette of shame. That's classic.
Man, the comments are hilarious.
Oh, I didn't even read the comments yet.
Just got real. That's the shit right there. show that shit his boss. Don't get up yet.
Even if your hands are wrapped.
Bullshit.
Hey, Skippy, any reason why one wasn't televised? I mean, you couldn't find. Did you find? Did y'all watch it?
It's put on demand. The event will be live tomorrow, or will be on demand tomorrow. I'm assuming that it came down to an internet feed issue, and for some reason, because yesterday it wasn't, it was still listed as a live event, and then it got changed to Saturday. So I'm assuming it had to do something with the internet connection, and they didn't feel like they had a good enough connection to warrant a stream so that they can just record it in HD and put it up tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
No, trust me. Me and Carl were trying to get all over that shit, man. Big time.
What the fuck?
What? Huh.
I don't know if you guys saw that video Christine posted of his look. I think a few minutes before he falls, and he's dancing in the paper.
Hey, I don't know anybody out there. You guys go check out rearnakedsmoke.net. Like I said earlier, we got links to the Judo Grand Prix, and we also got links up there for the Worlds. Check it all out. If you want some Muay Thai links, hit me up. I got them all day. There's a bunch of events going on right now live in Bangkok. But Judo Grand Prix, Zag rib 2014, day two and three, including both final blocks.
Well, Skippy, I'm going to talk to y'all later, man. I got to get on the road early tomorrow. We're going to head out to see Atlas fights in Biloxi tomorrow, man.
Cool. Well, are you going to be out
give
of Atlas?
Give Glenn and Paul my regards.
Say again?
You're going to be
give
at Atlas.
Glenn and Paul my regards.
Will do.
Hey, you said you're going to Atlas?
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe I should grab that one on GFL and watch it.
Well, I don't know what happened to GFL the night. They were supposed to be there, and they didn't show, man.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I know this much.
Yeah.
I'm going to be watching Kickboxing Muay Thai tomorrow night. Brother, have a good night. It's good talking to you, B-Down.
Okay, man. Peace out.
Later. Dude, that's some big old dudes. Jeez. We got Armenia versus Germany in a qualifier. Yep. We're going to get off. Go.
Yeah, I'm going to crash out.
Okay. Later, brother.
Later, man. You guys have a good night.
Later.
Later, Cuba.
Cuba Gooden Jr., everybody.
Senior.
Let
me talk about his kid. You go sideways, you talk about his kid.
What great day.
Where's your boy at? Did he stop taking a nap on the way there?
I don't know. Maybe he decided just to stay home and sleep and then leave early in the morning. I really couldn't tell you.
A little while ago, but not anymore.
I do know this much. For everybody who is sitting back listening to this wonderful conversation and nothingness tonight, we really haven't talked any fights. We've just been kind of like gabbing like girls. There's
we
some good fights.
Bit.
Yeah, there's
talking
some
about
good fights
being
going
a joke.
Yeah, that's
how
true.
How does Arlovski go from being not good enough to be in the UFC to be in a main event type? How's that happen? Wasn't he just talking about case like 2 weeks ago? I mean, that's quick.
Yeah, and these are some boring fights.
Follow the buck, I guess. Is this the card that Misha's on?
Is Misha on this card? No.
Oh, the next one. Next week.
Misha's
maybe.
Fighting Rin, right? Yeah. No, that's like the next card, bro, or even later.
Well, I know she's like, it's in a week, I think. But...
There we go.
You're going to be at weigh-ins for Cage Quest, right?
I'm going to be there, yeah. Well, I'm assuming because I'm going to ride over to Lepaki's and ride up with him.
Oh, good.
That way I have to go.
I'm staying at Eddie's so that I can't be late.
I guess I'm staying at whatever hotel he puts me at.
The one that you like.
I like that one because there's like cops and crack dealers and prostitutes and it's
you can't
just
$2
all
hookers
around.
Anywhere.
Yeah, that's
$2
amen.
Hookers are hard to find, aren't they?
Hey, amen. It's just crazy atmosphere right there. And the oh, shit. Just walk through. Holy shit, folks. You will never believe who just walked into the studio. The one and only Mr. Lepaki. Shut up, dog, before I have to stuff you and mount you. And not in that order.
Whoa, that sounded kind of gay. Dog, just call him Lepaki or call him with his real name. Don't call him Dog until you're going to mount him.
There we go. Yeah, he just walked in there. We were just talking about you. We thought you got lost. Did you?
How far did you get before you had to go back?
20 miles. Oh, that's not bad.
Not too bad.
I was working those like 2 hours into your trip.
Dude, you saw the results, obviously, the next fight. He's spinning fucking back fist KO again. Dude, better than no one.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm telling you what, if they don't hype this dude as like the spinning back fist king of fucking MMA, I don't know what the fuck Bellator is thinking.
We're not gonna do that. How are you, Carly?
I'm good.
Good.
You want to smoke?
Oh.
Lepaki's typing.
That's not me.
That's what it sounds like when you type, dude. Exactly.
That's me.
You're like,
whatever.
That's me.
Whisper than that. Yeah. See, you're like, you're the only person that
World's girl right now. And then we got
dude, why are you watching wrestling? That's like the demise of MMA.
This is real.
Real wrestling?
Yeah.
Real wrestling?
Watch, he's going to grab a chair in a second. I know he just...
What are you doing, buddy?
Carl, if you tell Carl, he passed out of us. But we're supposed to be able to see some, like... Yeah. Dude, I think we can just wrap this show up and then,
Okay.
And yeah, then, where are you?
This is a better Skype thing, if anything, right?
Let's just hop over to Skype and finish this. Hey, I want to thank everybody for joining us, schmucks, tonight. It's been an interesting show. Here we go. Eagle.
Actually, it wasn't a very interesting show.
Smoke and a whole lot of wine.